is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and no one else. I'm here in the studio on my own due to lockdown. I'm very lonely, feeling, I don't know. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? I can normally talk for Britain, but it's not nice not having anyone to share the studio with and all the feedback and banter that we normally have. But hey, we'll get there. I want to say a couple of big shout outs, obviously. We're sending our best wishes and hoping for a speedy and full recovery to our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Do get well soon. And, of course, a massive shout-out on this, which is World Health Day, ironically, to all the nurses, doctors, paramedics, health workers, carers, social carers, everybody that looks after us right across the world. A huge shout-out to you all. Thank you so much for everything that you do to keep us all fit, healthy and safe. And we really do appreciate it. We're entering week 3 of the lockdown here in the UK. Thankfully, the figures in Italy and Spain are starting to go down at long last. In France and England, we're still where we are. We're a couple of weeks behind those other two countries, but hopefully it will start to happen for us too soon. And we hope that that continues and that we start to come out the other side of this very soon. But thinking of you all out there, and especially those of you that are unwell at the moment, and we wish you all well and hope you all get well soon. I want to say a huge thank you to the show sponsors. And these folks offer flexible training solutions for the glass glazing and wider construction industries. Fitfortrade.co.uk for all your training, qualifications, occupational compliance and peace of mind. Do give them a follow. Fitfortrade.co.uk, fantastic work they do with qualifications, both classroom-based and online qualifications in the fenestration and construction industry. So do check them out. We'd love to hear from you, all the people sitting at home out there in the southeast of England. Do tweet me, VanillaWeb, and use the hashtag BBunker. We have had quite a few tweets this week, so I will read some of those in a moment. And I've got loads of information to share with you. And we're going to be joined by two fantastic guests during the course of the show on the phone. We're going to hear from Kerry Medgwick first. Kerry's going to be talking to us about nutrition and healthy lifestyles, especially while we're stuck at home. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to hear from the fantastic Andrew Harkin, and we're going to be talking to Andrew about some of the ideas he sent us at the start of this for ways to think about keeping your business on track while you're stuck at home or you're not doing any business. And we're also going to talk about marketing and copywriting and loads of other things to do with getting your business back on track once we're out of this and keeping it there while we're locked at home. So two great guests that we're going to be joined with on the show. I've had a tweet from Tabba Official. That's the lovely Tracy Ann Barker. And she says, looking forward to the show. Have a good one. Well, thank you, Tracy Ann. I hope everything's okay with you. Also, Tracy Ferguson, looking forward to listening live. I've met Kerry several times at networking events. That's Kerry Medgwick. So it'll be good to hear her talk about her business. Have a fantastic show, everybody. And I got this morning, and I'm blown away by this. It's from Adam, Adam's Cars number 5, if you want to follow him on Twitter. And he says, we're making PPE for carers and can supply 3D printed face shields in Canterbury. Please can we have a shout out, VanillaWeb, on the Business Bunker Show? Well, of course you can. And he's given me some pictures of it. Adam is he runs a car, luxury car business where he drives to airports. He does airport transfers. But in his spare time, he's got a 3D printer and he's done loads of interesting stuff in the past with 3D printing, but he's turned that entirely over now to producing these, PPE face masks. So they look fantastic. So give him a follow on Twitter. Adam's Cars number 5, all one word. Adam's Cars 5. Give him a follow. See what he's been making and seeing what he's been doing with them. I've also had a tweet from the lovely Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks, thinking of all our many friends and business owners and wishing them all the very best. Looking forward to meeting them and networking again soon. Thanks to Paul and the team at the Business Bunker, who's keeping us informed with relevant topics during these strange times. It's my absolute pleasure. I love sharing a couple of hours with you all every week on the radio here, talking about everything that's going on in our fantastic region here in the UK. And Adam has also tweeted, we've delivered face masks to Age UK and the Umbrella Centre, and we've delivered 55 already in Canterbury. Wow, that's fantastic. It's really brilliant. And so many people doing so many things to try and help the situation. It's great when we can come together. That's cool. Sorry, I'm just trying to read some of the tweets while I'm actually speaking. Athelbray have tweeted, hope all are keeping safe and well. We've been enjoying a rather more relaxed day-to-day routine. Go with the flow is the new mantra. Sad that social media over the last 24 hours has been so vitriolic, re Boris. I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? How petty and, quite frankly, disgusting a lot of people can be because someone disagrees with their political view. Just wish, it doesn't matter who it is, if they're not well, wish them better. It's as simple as that. We'd like to think we're better people after this, but maybe we're not. No, you are. We all are. Don't tar most of us with the brush of the 5% at very most of idiots out there on social media. Some of them do it deliberately, to be honest, just to provoke. And then sadly, some of them who should know better. Yeah, I'm talking about you, David Schneider. Some of them that should know better really shouldn't be posting the stuff that they're posting. I've had a tweet from Graham Galpin as well. I was tweeting to him earlier, and he was responding to the tweets from Kerry about the exercises that she's going to be talking about later on the show. Graham just gave a list of his exercise routines, which involves lifting pints and carrying things backwards and forwards to the fridge. Yeah, thank you, Graham. It's not really true because he's a very keen cyclist, I happen to know. So he does get out on his bike. I've got some bits of news that I think that I need to share with you. HSBC, so far, is the only major lending bank that have actually made any money available through the CBILS project. That's a report, according to the British Business Bank. The CBILS thing is the business continuity loan scheme announced by the government a couple of weeks ago. And it turned out that most of the high street banks, as normal, weren't actually playing the game, demanding personal guarantees and high interest rates and all kinds of utter rubbish that they weren't supposed to be doing. In a report from the British Business Bank, the only bank that has actually responded and actually given some money to people on the right basis so far has been HSBC. So big up for HSBC. Come on, the rest of you, when are you going to join in and do this? We bailed you out. It's your turn to bail us out. The FSB policy group are mapping gaps in policies that have been announced in order to feed back to government. So if you feel that you've fallen through a gap, so here's one of the gaps that I noticed that got filled but then still had a gap, if that makes sense. Originally there was a gap where people said, well, I've just quit my job to start a new one and I haven't started a new one yet, so how do I get my money? How do I get furloughed? So the government came out with some emergency legislation to cater for that. And they said, if you were employed before February the 28th, you can actually go back to that employer and ask to be furloughed, which is great. But then some people said, but my employer won't take me back, so what do I do then? So that's left a gap. There are a few gaps like that, and FSB policy would like to know what they are so that they can take them to the government to look at what may or may not be done to help you with that. So you can email your experiences to selfemployed@fsb.org.uk. So the email address is selfemployed@fsb.org.uk, or you can follow them on the Twitter, which is FSB_policy. And they want to know if you're self-employed or a business owner or a company director and you fall through the gap in some way with all the things that are available, but none of them cover you, then do email the policy group at FSB so that they can go to work on your behalf if it's at all possible. This is interesting. And I asked Nick to send me this morning because I had a conversation with him on the phone last night. This is a chap called Nicholas Wells, and he runs an organisation called ipcons.co.uk. That's IPCONS. And he's a pharmaceutical entrepreneur and consultant. And he sent me this, and it's interesting. We are independent pharma consultants are spearheading a project to look into treatment options to tackle the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus and related COVID-19 diseases using silver nanoparticles. Silver nanoparticles are a known antiviral, antibacterial and antifungal, and evidence exists to show how effective they are at preventing viral entry, preventing viral attachment and inhibiting viral replication. We have the expertise and relevant contacts within the industry to carry out the necessary research, development and registration to bring a silver nanoparticle product to market. However, to do this will require a large amount of funding and support. We've created a GoFundMe page and greatly appreciate any donations you may be able to make to help support the project. As the managing director, I can assure you that the money received from GoFundMe will be used in support of the COVID-19 treatment project. If you want to learn more about the project, please contact us via the website or via email using COVID-19@ipcons.co.uk. We intend to keep people regularly updated via our website and related videos and press releases. And that's from Nick Wells. The GoFundMe is at gofundme.com/COVID-19 treatment project. That's gofundme.com/COVID-19 treatment project. Do check that out. There's a whole thing there about how it works in much greater detail than I've just read out. So interesting. Independent Pharma Consultants are a Kent-based organisation. They're local. They're based out in East Kent. Check it out. Have a look. See what you think. And if you've got any issues or anything you want to raise with them, then drop them an email at COVID-19@ipcons.co.uk. And good luck with that, Nick. I hope that leads to something that is workable and makes things easier for us all. Let me try and catch up with some of my tweets. What have we got? Seven Oaks Sports. I was just about to read that and it went off my phone. I really do get annoyed with Twitter. Seven Oaks Sports. During these interesting and testing times, we would like to extend our offer of free advertising to our digital interactive magazine to all local businesses in the Seven Oaks area for the May issue. You can contact us through our website or Twitter before April the 24th. So their Twitter handle is Seven Oaks Sports. That's the number 7, Oaks Sports, all one word. And their website is Seven Oaks Sports, the word 7, sevenoaksports.co.uk. Check out their website. Check out their Twitter handle. If you want to advertise in a digital magazine in the Seven Oaks area for free, then get in touch with them before April the 24th. What else have we got? Let me see. I had this rather lovely tweet from Gravesham for Business. Now more than ever, the voice of local business needs to be heard. If you would like a shout out on the Business Bunker, it's a dedicated business radio station which always gives a platform to real issues, but always with a sense of humour. Thank you so much for that. We really do appreciate it when you appreciate us. Thank you for doing that. Sadly, because it's only me, the humour's a bit missing these days. But we will be back once this is over, and we'll have a full crew here where we could get back to some of the jollity and fun that we have talking to you guys out there about the world of business in the southeast of England, because we do like talking to you about such things. There's some new insolvency laws, and you might ask why that's important. Well, at the moment, a lot of businesses are going under, and it's when you're on the point of being insolvent, there are some very strict rules that stop you doing things. And at the moment, the government have realised that that could be the wrong way to go right now with the way things are. So they've introduced some emergency frameworks. And the new insolvency laws to help beleaguered businesses and companies struggling amid the coronavirus outbreak are to be given greater protection from bankruptcy under emergency changes to insolvency law due to be unveiled by the government this weekend. Under the plans, the UK's insolvency framework will add new restructuring tools, including a moratorium for companies giving them breathing space from their creditors, enforcing their debts for a period of time whilst they seek a rescue or restructure. Protection of their supplies to enable them to continue trading during the moratorium and a new restructuring plan binding creditors to that plan. The proposal will include key safeguards for creditors and suppliers to ensure they are paid while a solution is sought. The government will also temporarily suspend wrongful trading provisions to give company directors greater confidence to use their best endeavours to continue to trade during this pandemic emergency without the threat of personal liability should the company ultimately fall into insolvency. Existing laws for fraudulent trading and the threat of director disqualification will continue to act as an effective deterrent against director misconduct. You can find out more about it by going to www.gov.uk/government-news-regulations. That's gov.uk/government-news-regulations. Do check that out if you feel it may be relevant for you. Tell you what, it's time to have a bit of music. Why don't we listen to this? Hazy days with lazy ways. You got less done but more out of your day. How can you work yet?
lazy days, with lazy ways, you get less done but more out of your day. Crazy days.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with Biz Radio. I hope I'm joined on the phone now by Kerry Madgwick. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Paul. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. That was a little track by 10cc called Lazy Ways. I don't know why I picked that. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you kick off by telling people a little bit about you and your business?
Super, I will do. So, Paul, thank you so much for having me on. And just a quick shout out to Carol Black from Best Business Events who connected us. And quite appropriate that we're speaking today because it's World Health Day today.
So, it is, yeah.
Yes. So I'm Kerry Madgwick. So I'm a clinical nutritionist and clinical hypnotherapist. And I work with people who want to create a life they love, but often their health and lack of confidence stands in their way. And what I do is I teach them to heal both their mind and their body and focus on three key areas, which is gut health, stress relief, which is something that I think is really crucial at the moment, and all of those go towards boosting their immune system. And we also work on changing their minds, because I truly believe that having a calm and empowered mind means that we can face any challenges and come out of it and be better for it. And I think our psychology really, really affects our physiology, and our mind can therefore either heal us or harm us. So my passion really has been gut health for a long time, and I'll explain why as we go through and talk about it. But what I just wanted to do really quickly is just get everyone to do a quick exercise for me. So what I want everyone to do is just to take a deep breath in, and with that breath, just keep your shoulders down. A lot of us breathe in and breathe into our shoulders, but I just want you to try and keep your shoulders down and just take a deep breath in that goes really deep into your belly. So just take that deep breath in.
Well, can I just ask you a question there, Kerry?
Yes.
When you're breathing like that, should you breathe in through your nose or your mouth?
So generally I say breathe in through your nose and your mouth if you can, just because we're making sure that that breath is going down deep into your belly, because often we breathe what I call shoulder breathing. So most people breathe, their shoulders go up and down, but we're not taking that deep breath into our belly, and that's what we need to exercise our lungs and get everything moving.
Okay,
so if I just get everyone to take that deep breath in, and just make sure that that's going down deep into your belly. And then release. And just breathe in again. And release. And one last time. Just take a deep breath in. And let that go.
That's a really interesting exercise, isn't it? Because we really do breathe badly.
Yes. I always say to my clients, if you watch a baby breathe, their tummy comes up and down, but often when you ask adults to breathe, we say breathe in and automatically your shoulders go up and we don't breathe very well.
It's amazing, isn't it, that, you know, as grown adults, we don't even know how to breathe properly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like you have to, you know, you learn all these things as a child and then you have to be retaught them, you know, when you're older. And the thing that's specific about the breathing also is that obviously a lot of people are facing difficulties at the moment or stressed and anxious, and that affects our breathing as well, because
absolutely.
When people get stressed, they tend to do that really shallow breathing. So by doing the deep breathing, you're just coming back and connecting and calming down and switching off what we call fight or flight and going into your rest digest system, which helps you to be a little bit more grounded and creative in everything that you're doing. So.
Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it, for those that have suffered panic attacks in the past or anxiety attacks. Many years ago, I remember one of the things that the GP would recommend was breathing into a paper bag.
Yes.
And I guess that's just to get you breathing better, because you're right, it's your mind as much as anything else that causes a lot of these issues, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the thing is, you know, I always say to people, stress is the way you perceive things. It's not necessarily what's happening to you. So at the moment, a lot of people are stressed and anxious about what's happening with their work, about you know, all the government subsidies that are being offered, how they access those. And what happens is we spiral into that panic. Whereas if you just take a deep breath and think, actually, I'm okay. Hopefully, most of us don't have COVID-19. You know, be grateful for that. Just take that deep breath. We will get through this. Then there's a complete different mindset shift, as opposed to getting into that kind of stressed, anxious. We can go back into that. Actually, let me just look at this from a creative point of view. And I think they've clinically proven that when we go into stress, we lose 31% of our brain power, and that's our creative brain power. And that's what we really need at times like this. We need to be creative because we need to be finding solutions rather than problems, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. That was an interesting little exercise we did with just a bit of deep breathing. Have you got any more advice, any things that we can do on a regular basis while we're locked at home, all shoved together in one room, you know, unable to go outside if we don't have a garden or whatever, although thankfully the weather's improved a little bit, so those of us lucky enough to have a garden can at least sit outside. But
absolutely, yeah.
So just run through, Kerry, if you would, some of the kind of exercises and routines that we could go through just to keep ourselves as fit as we possibly can, both mentally and physically.
Okay, great. So the first thing I would just say is that looking after our gut health is obviously our number one priority, because the thing is, our gut affects our immunity and it also affects our mental health. So a lot of our hormones, kind of the serotonin happy hormone, is made in our gut. It's not actually made in our brain. So that's one of the reasons why we focus on gut health. And the one thing that I think, the two pieces of advice that everybody from the medical community to complementary and alternative communities agree on, so the one thing that we really need to do is, which I know doesn't relate, well, can relate to exercise, but it's actually washing your hands. So that's the biggest thing we can do to protect ourselves. And I think people need to think about everything that they touch. So trolley handles, packages, you know, you're taking in your mail every day, door handles. So those kind of things, just think about that.
Do you know, sorry to interrupt you, but it's just a weird thing, isn't it? Again, it's another one of those things that as adults we haven't learned to wash our hands either. And maybe one of the few good things to come out of this is maybe we'll all get back into the habit of taking a bit more care over our personal hygiene.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is really important, is that, you know, whilst we don't, and the one thing I will say to people is, please don't use all these dreadful, like, antibacterial hand washers. Because we have a gut microbiome, well, not our gut microbiome, but our microbiome is on our skin. And what happens when you use those antibacterial hand washes, you're washing off all that bacterial protection off your skin. So we have helpful and harmful bacteria, and they both have a role to play. But we need to be washing our hands just with kind of a normal organic soap. If you think of something that's got lavender and tea tree in, those are the kind of things we need to be using, not the antibacterial wipes and washes.
Right.
So, because we need our immune system to protect us, and our immune system is on us as well as in us. So, yeah, so just being aware of that.
Okay.
If we just talk a little bit about boosting what you can do at home to boost your immune system. Obviously, most of us are fortunate in the UK in that we are allowed out once a day for one form of exercise. And do you know what? Even if that's getting out for a 10-minute walk, it's better than nothing. So I'm saying to my clients at the moment is that you're not commuting anywhere. So you've got your commute time generally in the morning and the evening. Obviously, choose which time of the day you would prefer to be out. I would say in the morning generally is better, because that gets you set up for the day. Being outside in the sunshine gives us fresh air, and it gives us vitamin D. Vitamin D we need for our immune system. So if you can get outside, great. Go for a walk. If you can get around, you know, out in your garden, obviously gardening is stress relieving, as well as getting your fresh air and vitamin D. For people who are stuck inside, obviously you need to still exercise within your capabilities. People who've got stairs, you can run up and down your stairs. If you're sitting watching TV, you can get up and do a few sit-ups and press-ups, you know, during the commercial breaks. And I always say to people, if you do want to do online exercise, please do follow somebody who you know and trust or ask someone for recommendations, because we don't want to end up with any injuries at a time like this, because you can't really see an osteopath or a physiotherapist, and the NHS certainly don't need to be called out because you've sprained an ankle or something. So, you know, just do things within your capabilities, and even if that's just walking around your house, walking up and down your stairs, that's absolutely fine. Make sure that you're not sitting for longer than, I would say, 40 minutes at a time. Make sure that you could set a timer every 40 minutes, just get up and walk around for 5 to 10 minutes and then sit back down and do whatever it is that you were doing. Really easy for anyone to do.
Absolutely. I have to say, I have to hold my hands up. I'm one of those awful people that suffers from this. I work from home a lot anyway. And I can sometimes spend 8 hours sat in front of a computer, and you don't realise the time passing until you go to move and nothing works, you know, because your body's seized up and your neck's seized up and everything, and you realise you've been hunched over a computer for hours on end. So it's very easy to fall into that trap.
Yes, absolutely, and I think probably, unfortunately, now more than ever, because although a lot of us do have desk jobs, when you're at work, you're probably, hopefully, walking up and down the stairs. You're going out to get lunch. You've got to walk from your train or tube station or your car, whereas all of that kind of activity has gone away. So I think now more than ever, we need to focus on that. And if you just set an alarm, you know, we've all got Alexa or Google or whoever, or just put an alarm on your phone, and just every 40 minutes, just make sure you get up and walk and have a stretch. You know, that's going to make a huge difference, and not only just for your movement and your physiology of your body, but obviously for your mental health, just to have that break as well, because if you're continuously working, your brain gets overwhelmed, whereas if you have that break, you just have that 5 to 10 minutes break and your kind of creativity kicks back in, and then we're more solution-focused rather than problem-focused.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my other problems, we'll use me as a test case here, is the exercise I do get, which is walking from my chair to the fridge.
there's been a lot of good comments on Facebook about that, saying, I swear I heard my fridge say, what did you want now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and that is, you know, so the one thing that we always say to our clients is make sure that you start your day with a healthy breakfast. Mm-hmm. So eating a protein-rich breakfast with healthy fat, so nuts, avocados, you know, making sure that we don't have cereal and milk and then a cup of coffee for breakfast, because basically that's just laden with sugar, and then what happens is 2 hours you have the crash, and that's when you're going to the fridge reaching for something else, and then often that's coffee and biscuits, which is more sugar. Then you've got 2 hours, and we're kind of constantly having this up and down blood sugar rise and crash throughout the day, which makes you snack more. And obviously does make you tired, so then you're less likely to exercise. It then impacts your sleep and just has that whole knock-on effect. So if you can start your day well with a really healthy protein-rich breakfast, so if you say have gluten-free oats, adding some plain Greek yogurt into that, some nuts and seeds, having a smoothie with a really good quality protein.
I take it you're a vegetarian.
I'm not, actually. I am...
Well, you just never mentioned bacon, that was why.
Well, it's quite controversial, because some people kind of do freak out still about the bacon and eggs, but I think bacon and eggs is a great breakfast.
Right.
Salmon and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's obviously just making sure that you're getting good quality free-range eggs and bacon that doesn't contain nasties like nitrates and things like that, because that doesn't help. So, so definitely. And the thing is, protein helps us to repair. So if you've slept through the night, your body's trying to repair and regenerate overnight, and we need that protein in the morning to feed the body to help it to continue its repair process. And that helps to boost our immune system. So all of those things are really, really important.
Yeah. I mean, it is a problem, you know, being serious for a moment, you know, because you're stuck at home, because you're quite often bored, you know, you've watched every box set you can possibly imagine, you tend to turn to comfort eating. It's dangerous, isn't it? There's a biscuit barrel there or a bag of crisps or whatever. And, of course...
Yeah, and I think that's where we talk about mindful eating.
Mm.
So it's making sure that if you do, say, if you do have a packet of crisps, rather put a handful or two handfuls in a bowl, and then have that, and when you've done, that's it. And try and be mindful when you eat. So think about what you're eating. Think about the taste, the texture, and all of those things, because we can, I mean, you know, everyone's done it. You've gone to the movies and sat and ate, you know, gone through a whole big bowl of popcorn and sweets and chocolates and not actually realized what you're eating, because you're eating what we call mindlessly rather than being mindful about what you're having.
Sure, so. You've been watching me, haven't you?
you've realised I've got the secret spy cam out there.
I won't even tell you what I had for tea last night.
Go on, tell me. I'll give you an upgrade.
You'll hate me for it. I had chicken kebab.
The chicken's good.
Yeah. That was about all. It's a funny thing, though. I'm sure you won't like the word, but I've been on a diet for many months, and it's not really a diet. It's just eating healthily, basically.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of weeks, that's gone completely to pot, unfortunately. And it's all in the mind, isn't it? It's just, you know. You spend so much time sitting in front of the news or whatever, thinking, oh, my God, you know, this is terrible. And before you know it, you start snacking on things that you shouldn't do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's one of the reasons we've created a couple of communities. I'm part of a group of health and wellness professionals who work together, and we've created a group for health and wellness professionals, and I've created a Facebook group, because I think this is what happens. And unfortunately, I always say pick one person who you trust or one media outlet that you trust and listen to them once a day.
Yep.
There's a lot of, obviously, negative news going around. There's a lot of fake news. There's
absolutely.
You know, and there's a lot of people posting really awful things as well.
Yep.
So I always just say pick one person or one media outlet or, you know, one person that you trust and just follow that person and do it once a day. Don't do it in the evening before you're going to bed, because stress and anxiety will stop you having a decent night's sleep.
Sure.
So just, you know, focus on that. We all know what the government guidelines are. Make sure that you understand what the government guidelines are. Obviously, they're there for a reason, to protect us and to protect other people, because, you know, we all know that there's a 6 to 14-day window where you could be carrying it but not suffering from it. And it's important that you don't go out and pass that on to someone else who may be more vulnerable than you are with their health. You know, so I think that is important. It's just controlling what you can control. So you can control how you react to things. You can control how you think about things. But we can't control the wider environment. So we can't control the virus. We can't control what the government's telling us to do. But we can control what we do every day when we wake up and how we think about it and the steps that we go through as we go through our day, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does. Look, Kerry, that's been a fascinating discussion with you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. If people want to find out more about the kind of things you do, the work you offer, what's your website? How do they find you?
Okay, so my website is the Vitality Lifestyle Formula. That's easily found on the internet, or if you just search for me under Kerry Majwick, it's RKEYMADGWICK. On Facebook, you can find my Facebook group. It's called Empower Your Health. Anybody is welcome to join that. I've set that up as a free group just over this period, and that is just to set up a positive community to share resources. I invest in my health and understanding what's happening as much as I can from a health perspective with the virus, and just sharing up-to-date information that is factual, not obviously fiction and what people, you know, think should be put out there. And we also have a group that I've set up with a number of colleagues about boosting your immune health, and anyone can access that. It's called it's pure21, as in the words 21, .co.uk, and if you click on the immunity boost program, you can find out more about that. So, and obviously I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram as KerryM212 if anyone wants to follow me or find me on there.
Fantastic. Kerry, thank you so much for that. All of those details, your website and everything, is on the Kent Business Radio website as well. So people can find that by going to the radio website. Kerry, stay safe, stay well. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon, and we hope to see you again soon.
Super. Thank you so much, Paul. And yes, to everyone else, you know, stay safe, follow the guidelines, and don't forget to wash your hands. And hopefully I will connect with you all again. Certainly it would be lovely to be on the show again, but
absolutely,
if not, somewhere in the social media space as well.
Absolutely. Kerry, thank you so much. Take care, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers now.
Have a good afternoon. Bye.
Kerry Madgwick there, Vitality Health, with some great advice and some very basic advice on how to just keep yourself safe as you can, as healthy as you can, and as mindful as you can. A lot of the things that happen to us, as you said, are a fallout from how we think about things that translate into how we react, which translate into our body. It's a complete feedback mechanism. So thank you to Kerry for that. We've got another guest in the second half of the show. I've got loads of information to talk to you about. I've got loads of tweets coming in now. So do keep your tweets and everything coming. I will try to read them all. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors. Thank you so much, Paul, for offering to shout out for us. We would love a Business Bunker shout out. And that's Michael Park Surveyors, property specialists and surveyors over in Medway that specialise in the southeast of England. I've got a question about VAT Moss, which I think might be a bit boring to read out on the radio, but I'll answer that one later. What else have we got? I'll tell you what, I'll read this. It's from Maidstone Borough Council, and it's they've created a directory of any business offering home deliveries or a takeaway service for food or essential items in the Maidstone district area. If you would like to register to be added to the list, if you go to news.maidstone.gov.uk Home News 2020. Let me give you that website again. It's news.maidstone.gov.uk/home-news-2020 There you can find out or register for people that are doing takeaways, food, essential items, and home deliveries in the Maidstone Borough and District area. So do check that out. While we're talking about local authorities, various local authorities around Kent are putting up web resources so that you can find out what's going on in terms of claiming your rebate or your relief from business rates, or claiming your grants or the other things that you're allowed to create, you're allowed to claim. In Ashford, if you have any inquiries regarding the impact of COVID-19 on your business, please visit ashford.gov.uk/your-community-emergency-planning. That's ashford.gov.uk/your-community-emergency-planning. In Canterbury, there's a website, canterbury.gov.uk/info-20004/business. So that's canterbury.gov.uk/info-20004. And I have to say, I do know, because I have a business in Canterbury, that Canterbury have now started writing to individual businesses, letting them know that they do not have to pay business rates if they indeed qualify for that. In Medway, we are working hard to keep you safe during the outbreak of COVID-19. Please use the following link for your key source of information. This is Medway Council, and the website is medway.gov.uk/coronavirus. medway.gov.uk/coronavirus. There, if you've got others, I know that Seven Oaks have one, but I don't have it to hand, and I'm sure Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge do too, and Dartford and Gravesend. If you've got those, please let us know what they are, and we will promote them here on the show. A little bit of good news. I don't know how you feel about this, but I thought I'd let you know anyway and remind you. We had a budget a couple of months ago, and there were some reasonably interesting things in that budget, and one of them has come into effect. As of April the 6th, I think that was yesterday, millions of workers, including the self-employed, will pay less tax thanks to a rise in the national insurance threshold for the 2020-21 tax year. Amid the fallout of the coronavirus pandemic, you're still going to be better off. So this was implemented before this happened, and it's still being implemented, and it'll still take effect. But while the coronavirus pandemic continues to impact businesses and the wider economy, a series of tax deferments have been announced to help people through the difficult times. This is in addition to that. If you're self-employed, you'll need to fill in a self-assessment tax return each year and pay your tax bill, either in one go by the 31st of January or using a payment on account. But that has been deferred. So you've got time to do that now. But anyway, as from yesterday, your national insurance will go down because the threshold has gone up. Both employed workers and self-employed workers who pay Class 4 contributions will be able to earn up to $9,500 in 2021. That's up from $8,600 before they have to pay those national insurance contributions. It's a saving of about £104 a year. So better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. There you go. And as always, they give with one hand and take away with the other. They have also, in the same budget, quite foolishly, in my humble opinion, slashed entrepreneurs' relief by 90%. If you're selling a business, those of us that have businesses left at all at the end of this, if you're selling a business, there's an extra reliefs available, which might mean that you can pay less capital gains tax when you sell or give away your company. This is called entrepreneur's relief. However, in 2020-21, this tax relief is due to be slashed by 90%. Under the revamp, you'll be charged 10% on the first £1 million of gains when selling a qualifying business, rather than the first £10 million, which is what it was. This means that anything above £1 million will be taxed at normal capital gains tax rates of between 10 and 20% for higher rates taxpayers. The allowance applies at an individual level. So £1 million is the maximum you can claim per person rather than each business. So if you own a number of businesses and you sell three of them, the total amount still cannot exceed £1 million before you go into the higher rate of tax. So I don't think that's going to get too much traction at the moment, but it can make a huge difference to people with slightly larger companies who have probably been working for many, many years looking towards an exit sale as their pension strategy, only to find that they're going to pay an awful lot more of it back to the exchequer. We'll see what the effect of that is. And talking about that, I was distraught to read this report as well. A local accountancy firm warns that SMEs could be weeks away from running out of cash. The three main pain points our clients are experiencing are the coronavirus business interruption loan scheme, CBILS, that I was talking about earlier. Clients are struggling to get a dialogue with the banks to enable them to apply, and we've seen a number of refusals and very few where the cash has actually come through. In fact, it's one HSBC that we discussed earlier. Nobody else has coughed up. Promised funding for the job retention scheme is still not available. Firms will struggle to pay April wages without the grants coming through. The government haven't got the portal up and running yet. They are saying that we will get it towards the end of May, but people are going to run out of money before then to pay the wages. Businesses are reporting they're just a few weeks away from running out of cash. We've been made aware of some astonishing stories last week, particularly with regard to CBILS, says Nick Paterno from Local Accountants. One client was told by their bank that they were being greedy when they asked for a loan. They were asked to put together a personal asset statement to support the application and were told a 100% personal guarantee would be needed to cover the loan. Another client was turned down for CBILS for apparently not being financially viable. Well, who is at the moment? That's the whole point of getting the loan, surely. Even though the company provides rehab services for recovering cancer patients. For goodness sake, banks. The government have stepped in, though, and unequivocally told the banks they've got to stop doing this and start putting the money out. Personal guarantees are not required. Not required, no matter what your bank says. With regards to the furloughing of staff in the form of the job retention scheme, there's still no sign of the new portal which the government is developing for businesses to claim back grants under the scheme. So again, you know, I mean, it's got to be really hard. You know, this has come out of the blue, really, and the government are trying to react, and the poor people that work in HMRC, I've never felt sorry for HMRC before, but I do now. The people that work in HMRC and various government places are having to come up very quickly with portals and ways of doing these things and mechanisms for getting the money back. It's really difficult. Personally, if it had been me, I would have taken an easier route and just said, tell you what, nobody pay any tax for the next 3 months of any kind, including VAT. It may have worked out a bit easier, but hey, we are where we are. Cash is key. Immediate cash flow is the main pain point right now for most clients. The reduced trading activity or non-existing trading activity for some means that so many businesses are running right up to the edge of existence. By the end of April, they may see their existing facilities and cash reserves exhausted. Timing and delays are going to prove hurtful and unfortunately terminal for many, many businesses. And that is the sad thing out of all of this, apart from the loss of life and the illness that people have suffered with the actual disease itself. Sadly, the economic damage is going to be far worse once we're through this, as so many businesses will cease to be and so many people will be without work. It's going to not be an easy ride for the next couple of years, unfortunately. I have got loads of tweets coming in still. I am still trying to catch up with them. Unfortunately, Twitter don't make it very easy anymore because they keep changing their algorithm and showing you top tweets, which is just nonsense that they want you to look at rather than what you want to look at. But I am trying to keep up with it. There's Ken, our friend Ken Heron. We haven't mentioned Ken for a long time on the show. Ken does a business show in the United States. He's normally based in Florida, but he gets about all over the world. And he's a marketing genius. And he's been invited by the Barcelona Technology School to speak to their students tomorrow in a conversation about artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things. And it's happening at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, which well, they're still an hour in front of us, I do believe, so it'll be 8 p.m. British summertime, or maybe that's the other way around. Anyway, you'll know. You can join in because it's an online webinar. The easiest thing is quite a long link, so the easiest thing is to follow Ken on Twitter and then find the link. His Twitter handle is Ken Heron, KenHerron. So give him a follow, find the link and join that conversation, join that webinar with the Barcelona Technical School if you think you would be interested in that. And it sounds like a really interesting webinar that he's going to be talking about. I'm busily scooting through my tweets trying to find them all. Apparently, according to Twitter, I've got 210 more to look at, but I can't find them. The Romney Resource Centre have been on with their Tuesday Thoughts. What have you been up to this week? Have you been using your time to try something new? Yesterday, we tried making homemade sausage rolls. Wow, they look fantastic. They actually really do look fantastic. Check them out. Right, we've got this. The Kent and Medway Growth Hub have set up a COVID-19 business support hotline, and it's open from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, and you can contact them by calling 03333 602 300, or you can email them at business@kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. That's business@kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk, or you can go to their website, which is kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. So do check that out. You want to know anything about the business support packages that are available during the COVID-9 outbreak, that's the place to go and find out about what is going on. Where are we? Let me just give you this. Oh, HMRC are providing free webinars to give information on support for businesses affected by COVID-19. You can register to be a part of the live webinars. You can see previously recorded webinars, but you can also ask questions on screen. There's an on-screen text box to actually ask questions whilst you're watching the webinars. To find out all of that, if you go to www.gov.uk/guidance/help and support if your business is affected by coronavirus COVID-19. I think you'll get it if you go to gov.uk/guidance/help. Do check that out. Check out the webinars. Ask your questions of HMRC there. Do keep your tweets coming in. Tweet me at VanillaWeb with the hashtag BBunker. Right. Oh, I've got a tweet from Jules Serkin, who's showing us a video of the boss from Ibiza Fitness suit showing off his abs and doing lots of exercise. I used to be able to do that, Jules. Not anymore. Right. Best business events have been on. Really enjoyed hearing Kerry Madgwick on the Business Bunker radio show today. Thank you for that. It was really interesting, wasn't it? And the lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent. We provide flexible home care services for the elderly in their own home throughout Ashford and Folkestone, from personal care, companionship care, dementia care and palliative care. Can we have a shout out to our home carers who are out and about making a difference every single day? Of course you can, Kim. Huge shout out to all those carers. You do a fantastic job. And where will we be without you? So keep on keeping on. We really do appreciate the work that you do. I think what we shall do now is join the newsroom. And then when we come back, we've got another guest to talk to and lots of other things to go over. Let's go to the newsroom.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. Fitfortrade.co.